Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Where is your ship headed? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, I hope today's word picture will give you some great content to navigate your own life toward the happiness destination. Just recently, I was away in Croatia, in Split, the city that is right along the water on the Adriatic Sea, and it looks out westbound toward Italy. I happened to be walking right along the docks, and I was struck by several ships that I had seen, the largest of which was one of the Costa cruise lines. It had come from Venice and afterwards was going to Corsica, Santorini, Istanbul, a lot of great sounding, sort of quasi-exotic places. There was also a blue line ship that would head out overnight between Split and Bari, Italy, on the other side of the Adriatic. And there were plenty of other ships like the Jadrolinia line, which would take passengers to various islands and destinations in Croatia. So I'm looking at all of these ships. They were all waiting for the passengers, and I realized that underneath each of these ships was something you could not see. It was a rudder. And generally, even though ships might be quite large, they're all moved or directed by something very small and unseen that is beneath the surface, the rudder. Now, I do not pretend to be any kind of a seafaring individual, but I do know that rudders have the capability of directing ships to certain destinations. And I remember hearing someone speak about the role of the rudder many, many years ago, and I never forgot about it. When I heard it, I started thinking about my own life. I have lived a life that probably looks like everyone else's in many ways. I've been pretty much inside the box. I've done a lot of things over the course of time that mirror much of what is going on in society. What people may not have realized about me, however, is that I had a rudder that I was aware of at some level, even from when I was a young child. I decided, probably at the age of about 5, that I wanted to grow up and become a happy person as I got older. It was very important to me. So what that meant for me is that I would encounter numerous opportunities in the course of life, maybe options, maybe choices I could have made. And as they came before me, I would, in a sense, run them through my thought process. In my case, I would run them by my rudder. And my rudder was aimed at being happy. So what that meant for me is that if I were offered an opportunity to, let's say, move back up north after I had moved to Florida, a place I always wanted to go to as a child. But here I was on several occasions being offered opportunities for what were appearing to be promotions with my career to move back up north, whether it was to Manhattan or to Chicago or elsewhere. I would look upon those choices or those options that had presented themselves as, let's say, destinations to me. And I would decide, how does that look to my rudder? If my rudder was keeping me trained toward happiness, and my idea of happiness included a warm weather Florida lifestyle, would those destinations make me happy? And the answer was no, they really wouldn't add to my life. But there have been many other choices too in terms of how I might respond or not to certain people. What kinds of ways in which I would choose to be seen in the world. I was always looking at my rudder. Now, some of us have rudders we're totally aware of. Others may never have even thought about the fact that we have something within us that is a chooser, And that's what I would call it, a chooser. That chooser can look and assign itself toward many and myriad goals or values in life. And the outside of our lives may look like the ship going along sea. It might be passing many other ships. And yet, very few people may be aware of the fact that there is this small defining element that really is dictating the future of where that ship or person is going in life. Give some thought today to your own rudder. Maybe you didn't even know you can have one. Maybe you didn't know it was there at your disposal. But I want you to realize this. When your mind is set on a particular value, something that might be important to you, something that you really think is wonderful, that would add to the happiness and the joy, the importance, maybe the sense of significance in your life, whatever your value system might be, keep that in mind, or let's say in the back of your mind. And as various things come along your lifespan and opportunities present themselves, or people, or decisions come before you, run them by your personal rudder and see if the way you're choosing is in line with what you want your rudder to be. I can assure you of this. If your rudder is set on happiness, that over the course of time, you'll actually find that the ship of your life finds itself heading progressively toward that destination. So I hope this is very inspiring and will give you something meaningful in your life to set you on a course of happiness too. But before we head out, let's hear from someone else and find out what makes them happy too from the inside out.
Hi, my name is Vesna. I come from Orebic, Croatia. I'm a nurse. What makes me happy is the opportunity to help someone through a difficult time. My family and friends are my biggest happiness. Everything around me makes me happy. Sky, sun, rain, smile, waves, animals, everything, every little things. And that's what makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.